In this episode of Lost in Love, Jasmine and Xander talk about the impacts teen romance can have on self-esteem and the social nuances of being in a romantic relationship within middle school. As you guys can tell, this is going to be a deep episode. So before we dive right into this episode, it's crucial to know that, one, this is an opinion-based episode, mostly. No matter how smart we may sound, our words are not facts. And two, if you are suffering from low self-esteem, peer pressure, or are just tired of social rejection, there are people who you can talk to, such as your grade counselor, a trusted adult, family, or your God.
Hey, Xander. I've been thinking real hard lately.
Uh-oh.
We humans are so unreasonable.
How so?
Well, reasonable in a multitude of ways. We make plans with expectations of another date. Each one of us holds, we still turn around and find ways to waste our time away. We also invent ways to play through life, you know? We have invented things that manipulate our sense of pleasure and treasure those inventions to the detriment of our loved ones, like drugs, alcohol, entertainment, and etc. But the focus of my recent contemplations are about romance.
Have those contemplations been about romance in our age, perhaps?
Right on, Xander. I've noticed that teens think that they are not as suitable as others if they like somebody. Right on, Xander. I've noticed that teens think that they are not as suitable as others if they like somebody. They often are scared and nervous because of anxiety that the person will not like them for some reason or another.
This is just bad self-image. A person always looks good and usually means well, regardless of if they are looking to be compared to somebody else or not.
This effect on the mental state that a person has and this negative effect of self-esteem can lead to a person shutting others away, right?
I am no expert, but I do understand that whenever someone I know is in a breakup, they tend to see themselves or others more negatively than before. The best someone can do is comfort them and make sure that they do not sink into a lower state of mind.
All this suffering can happen over a breakup?
Yeah, totally. This usually happens if the breakup is on bad terms.
Someone that wants to hold on to a dying relationship is often pushed to try to keep the other person. This is often in vain, isn't it? This can happen to anybody, but this is a reckless behavior that can lead to more regret after.
The constant fluctuation of mood when you are in a relationship can affect your self-esteem as well. So, sometimes you are in a really bad mood if your partner does something to upset you. From what I've seen, this can really mess with a person if their partner's mood changes suddenly.
Thank you so much for listening to the fourth episode of Lost in Love. It has truly been a pleasure talking about romance with you all. The impacts on self-esteem are real. This episode is opinion-based, though, because the level of impact changes depending on the person. Next week will be our long-awaited debate of Young Love versus Logic. Goodbye, Dunaway Podcast listeners.